Good evening, Clarice. I own a motel. That's important to you. And you'd be welcome to spend the night in one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
Oh, it burns! Oh, it burns! And I'm the devil!
Welcome back, horror fans, to the Necronomicast, episode 3. In this episode, our hosts chat about something most terrifying. Remakes.
Welcome to episode 3 of the Necronomicast. My name is the Reverend Podfather, Wayne Brecky.
And I am Dr. Death.
See, I had to have a name too. I'm actually a Reverend Father.
In that little bit extra piece there.
Yeah, you know, I had to have something cool.
Promote yourself. There you go. You get know. It out there.
We are here for episode 3, and our topic today is going to be
remakes.
Yes, the infamous remake. We wanted to kind of give our 2 cents on certain types of movies that we really enjoyed, and more so what we didn't like. So
yeah.
I wrote down a list. You forgot your list,
yeah,
so you're going to have to go off
ahead,
of memory.
Tell everybody. Go ahead. Just do that. Throw him under the bus.
He forgot his list, so I think I have the upper hand now in this conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run down. First let's talk about the idea of a remake. And when we were discussing this on, you know, before when we were trying to plan the show, at first both of us were kind of like, we don't really like remakes and it's kind of pointless and what's the deal? And then I started thinking, when I started researching what movies I liked, I'm like, holy crap, it's harder to find the ones I didn't like, really.
And see, I'm the other way around. Yeah. I'm harder to find the ones that I like.
Really?
Now, what do you think the purpose is? Why do the producers, directors, and writers, why do they try and revamp something, especially, there's different ways. We talked about the remakes that have to do with turning a movie, a foreign film, into an American film
version. Yeah,
we've talked about remakes that take a concept, say like The Fly.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very short movie for the most part. It had a very simple concept, and they turned it into a much more retelling. It was a completely different story for the most part.
And then, in my opinion, when it comes, this is just my opinion. I don't want to speak for myself. I'm not speaking for anybody else. But when it comes to me, when it comes to the remakes, I think what they're trying to do is, you know, most of the good slasher flicks from back in the day, they're trying to give the generation of today a taste of what it was like back then, and they can do so much more now than they could do back then. So to me, I think they're just trying to touch it up for today's generation.
And I think, do you think a part of it is that they're just trying to cash in on a name, on a franchise name?
Oh, I'm sure that probably has part to do with it.
And the fact is, I mean, why even retell it? I mean,
well, you always hear a lot of people sit there and say, you know, when it comes to, unless you're a horror fan or any of that stuff, a lot of them sit there and say, why do you keep going? It's the same thing, it's the same thing, it's the same thing. But in all rights, I would tell them that if this was you, and this was your franchise, and you were making money, would you stop doing something that makes you money? No, you wouldn't. I mean, regardless of how, in fairness, some of them, yes, get repetitive. But
that's the difference. See, now, that's a franchise. That's not necessarily a remake.
No, but that's, I was talking about, you know, that's what some people say about these, is why do they keep making the same types of movies? Now, like I said, it's, you know, why stop making the money? Because that's what you're going to do. You're going to make the money off of it.
This is true. And I think, like you said, with the new technology and whatnot, they, you know, being able to put CGI in there and mm-hmm. have different writers take a different approach to it. So you're not a fan of the remake.
Not all of them.
Let's start with your top.
My top favorite remake of all time would be The Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead?
Yes.
Really?
That would be my all-time favorite remake. Now, I've seen a lot of remakes that I'm not big fans of, and one recently was The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes, we had our little homework assignment when we were doing that, because there's a couple I haven't seen. I'm like, holy shit.
I am not.
You didn't like that movie?
No. There's a few different reasons. One was, part of the movie, they made him out to be a hero. Freddy Krueger was not a hero.
Where did you think he was made out to be a hero?
Because the parents sat there and told the kids, they says, he loved you guys. It was his life was you guys and this and that. So, yes, partially. And that was never the avenue in the original ones.
Now, don't you think that is partially how they're giving a lot of backstory? Now some recent remakes are, they take it a little further. They either go back and give you a little bit more of the history that you may have missed. Do you think that was what they're doing?
I think they could have went another avenue. I mean, you can't make somebody out like Freddy Krueger out to be a hero, because he wasn't.
But it worked out so well at the end when he wasn't. That was his.
Well, my other thing with him, though.
Oh, you asshole. You had me there, and now you really are a sick, sick pervert.
My other thing was, like I said, you can't. It's hard to replace an icon like Robert Englund, okay?
Yeah, true.
And to me, the guy looked like Freddy Krueger's remedial little brother.
It was
bad. And I understand on the concept, like when Freddy was burnt,
right?
He had character to his look. But with the new guy, they made him more look along the lines of what an actual burn victim would look like. And I understand that's what Freddy was, but there was just no character to him.
You don't think if that's the way Freddy looked in the original that he would have been the icon that he was?
I think his look had a lot to do with it. I mean, I really do. Because a lot of this stuff was like, you'd see where it was just his eyes, there would be something like where it was just his eyes. This guy here, he didn't have the look for it.
Yeah, I'm pulling up now. Jackie Earle Haley was it, and he's been in so much stuff. He was recently, you'd see him in The Watchmen, and he was in Shutter Island.
Yep. Now I give him.
I like him as an actor a lot, and I really was excited that he was going to be Freddy. I do agree with you a little bit on the actual character, because when we were talking about the Hellraiser remake, and I saw some pictures of Pinhead on there. I mean, again, that's an icon.
To me, there are two characters in those kind of movies that to me was going to be really hard to replace. One is Robert Englund, and one is Doug Bradley, which plays Pinhead. Those are two characters because they're not hiding behind the mask. It's actually their face that you see.
Right.
Everybody else, you can stick behind a mask, and with the exception of the body size, I mean, you're really not going to tell.
Right, exactly. And there was when they remade Halloween, when Rob Zombie did that, I thought that was again, it's a mask, but it's kind of a different take on the mask, too, and it kind of went behind the scenes. So some of those movies, like Halloween, give me some more. Hold on. Before we get too carried away on that, I want to hear some more of your remakes that you did like, or your top remakes. So you had Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. I was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was okay with it. There was parts in it that bothered me. To me, I didn't understand why the hell they cut his arm off. What was the point? They kind of went a whole, sharp right. Let's do this. That was the only thing that really bothered me about it. Let's see, what else? Those are probably my top two favorite.
What about your bottom feeders that you absolutely wasted your life watching? Now, don't say everything, because I know you don't like remakes and you're thinking about that. You were like, this is awful, that maybe other people liked, or maybe... disappointed you, that you were like, oh, I was looking so forward to this, it might have been cool, but they fucked it all up.
To me, the Elm Street was the worst of the worst.
Really?
Yes, in my opinion. It was just, it was horrible. It was like a prison rape scene. It just kept, I really, in all fairness, I really wasn't a big fan of the remake of Friday the 13th. I don't know. There was just something about it that just...
I actually didn't see that remake because I kind of boycotted it, I guess. And I mean, I thought they were putting Jason in the Friday 13th remake. I don't know. To me, that one, I just didn't want to see a
remake.
Well,
he is in it.
He is
in it. Yeah, that would be Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I didn't want to see it. No, he's not. And he's only in at the end.
No, he's not. He's in the whole thing.
On the remake?
Yes.
Now, that's what I mean. That's why I didn't want to see it.
Okay, you lost me. You didn't want to see it because Jason's in the whole thing.
Right. Isn't it supposed to be a direct remake of Friday the 13th, the first one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, see, that's... I haven't seen it, so...
Listen,
I'm lost.
To you. Listen to you.
I'm lost.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm
finding
like
a new host. Get out of here.
You didn't like it, so I don't think I'm missing out on much.
There were certain things, and the biggest thing I heard with people was, it was because Jason ran in this one, and he didn't run in the other ones. And it was always kind of, he was that mysterious image that just, they would look behind him and he would be there. They'd run, he was gone, and then all of a sudden he'd pop up in front of him.
Right.
You never knew how he got there or why, he was just there. This one here, they had him running. And the guest from our last show, Joel Giles from The Walking Dead, he had talked to the guy that played Jason. And he said, he asked him, he's like, why is it that he ran? And this come from Joe's mouth. He said, because the guy was in the shop. And he said it was because he was made out to be, he wasn't some zombie character.
Right.
Like from the other ones where he was dead and he came alive. He said it was meant to be some backwoods hillbilly. So that's how he was able to run and do the things that he did.
So this is, all right, since I haven't seen it, this isn't a remake of the original because Jason wasn't in the original Friday 13th.
Well, they,
it's a retelling of it, right?
It's a, yeah, retelling.
That was, to me, the biggest bitch that everybody had was that you're putting Jason in a remake of Friday 13th.
Yeah.
It makes no sense because it wasn't Jason. It was his mom.
Yes, dear.
See, that's what irritates me about that. But I'm with you. You know, I don't like it, and I haven't even seen it.
I did like the. There was another one I liked. You know, I did like The Hills Have Eyes. I was a fan of that one.
Yeah. That was a tough one for me because I was so terrified of the original. I did not want to go camping after seeing that.
Well, that was like afraid. That was like Friday the 13th. Though, what little kid wanted to go camping after that? Like,
don't make me go, Mom. I don't want to go. I mean, there were some absolutely horrifying things, and that dude scared the shit out of me when I was like, I mean, I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Friday the 13th just because you got to see some boobies and some screwing.
Well, that's the other thing. Okay, let's go back to that. Okay, okay, you're getting these remakes now.
Yeah.
Okay, now the 80s slasher flicks, lots of tits and ass.
I know, that's what I was
And you're not
about
getting
before.
That anymore. So if anybody that is listening to this that remakes the movies, we want some more tits and ass.
Right.
I mean, come on, that's what the whole slasher flick thing was. It was tits and ass and blood and guts.
Everybody was fucking each other, and they were getting killed for it.
And you're taking that away from us. Don't deprive us, people.
I know. You know, that was, I can't believe you said that, because that was one of my biggest, I think I was posting that on Facebook once. I'm like, what happened to the TNA? And I think that was it on, when I saw Nightmare on Elm Street. That's that. I just
when you think she derobes and you're gonna see some tits and ass,
you got nothing.
You got nothing. It turns away. What the hell is that about?
I mean, yeah, we love the blood and the gore, but man,
yeah,
what made it worthwhile for us? What makes it nostalgic is that, you know, we're 12 years old and we're sitting there looking at boobies, sneaking when your parents are away. You're looking at the film like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's my biggest.
For a while.
That's my biggest bitch. Yeah. That's one of my biggest bitches.
Well, let's do this. We'll take a break and we'll come back and I'll give you my my top now 11 favorite remakes. And then we can argue more. How about that?
All righty.
All right. We'll be back with the Necronomicast right after this.
Each week, Joe and I discuss the biggest comic book headlines.
Review the week's hottest titles.
Talk about upcoming releases that we can't wait to read.
And answer your burning nerd questions. It's the Two-Headed Nerd Comicast.
With Joe and Matt.
This is Joe Giles, makeup effects artist of Walking Dead Zombie, warning you that listening to Necronomicast will rot your brain.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you, gentlemen. I am Pain.
Here's Johnny.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
Have you checked the children?
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
I am Dracula.
Aren't you drinking?
I never drink. Why?
I am Lucifer, the devil in the flesh.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
And we're back.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back to find out the worst 11 choices of the Podfather's films. They're all terrible. I saw the list. They're horrible. So let's see what he has.
All right. Now, this is in no particular order. Now, you may have thought that that was my from top to bottom, and it's not. This is in no particular order because I really couldn't
do They're all
that.
Stupid.
They're not all stupid. You can't tell me that John Carpenter's The Thing is on a bad list. It's not. I know that you liked it.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, The Blob, 85,
and it's being remade. We heard.
Oh, that's right.
And it's from the sounds of it. It was Rob Zombie remaking it.
Oh, that might be great.
Yes,
I really like The Blob, and I just watched it on Netflix. You can do it a watch now, I believe. And I forgot how utterly cool it was. The mid 80s special effects,
yep.
The stuff that they did and what they used and how they did it. I just laugh out loud, like, yes, that's great. I really love the effects in The Blob, and I thought that was a great remake. And I've seen the original Blob a couple of times last year, and it's all right.
I'll give you that one.
Don't watch the original Blob, though, in high definition.
No.
It is so weird. It's like they're on a play, like a stage. My next one, Rob Zombie's Halloween. I enjoyed that. I own that movie mainly because I really liked the backstory. Give a little bit more of a backstory. Again, there was a little bit of tits and ass, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm on the fence with those two movies that he did. It's just, like I said, because out of all the franchises, the Halloween franchise is my favorite.
Right.
So, I mean, like I said, yes, I understand he went a whole different direction, and that was kind of what he needed to do. But
well, your favorite one didn't even have Michael Myers in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so here's a guy railing on me, and he's his favorite one is Season of the Witch. I'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The Fly. At the time when it came out, I was pretty freaked out. And I had nightmares after that about pulling my teeth off and my fingernails.
Yeah.
And the little pupa that comes out. Mommy! Yeah, that was awful. The Bride. Now, this is, I know you're going to hate this, but it's not a remake. I guess I have to give it that. It's not a remake. It's more of a different retelling of it. But I'm a huge Sting fan, so I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay.
And come on, my baby. It was so sad. He made me cry.
I cried a little.
Dracula, even though I'm not a Keanu Reeves fan, I like it as a remake, even though it's been retold so many different times.
Yeah.
You can't really do anything new with it. This is what I thought more. Maybe it was more authentic to the actual book, but it gives you an overall a really good feel for the story of Dracula.
Yeah,
you know, Bram Stoker's Dracula. The Crazies. I just saw that.
That I have not seen yet. I do have it. I have not watched it yet.
Pretty weird. Now I haven't seen the original Crazies for years, so I almost can't compare the two. The best thing about that, if you guys get the Crazies and you watch it and you get it on DVD, the extras are great. The special effects, and they go way into that. It's pretty freaky. I thought it was done really well. Now, one of my favorite zombie movies has Night of the Living Dead, the remake that they did, and you can't hardly find it anywhere, but I remember seeing it. I'm a fan of the original. But I'm not as huge a fan of any of the other remakes. Dawn of the Dead, I liked, as far as a remake, I liked Night of the Living Dead, that remake, better than Dawn of the Dead, in my opinion.
Right on. You're entitled to your opinion. Even though it's wrong, you're entitled to your opinion. No,
it's not wrong. You gotta love it because it was, I mean, again, it's a classic story. I mean, to me, I think the story's a little... The story is a little stronger in the fact that it was such a simple story to begin with that you really can't screw it up unless you really go over the edge. And I thought that they changed a lot in Dawn of the Dead and the remake. And
as in what? And as in how?
I think they changed it. Well, kind of the ending. They added in these characters that. I mean, come on, the baby scene.
What about really? It?
And they shoot it. I mean, he's tying her up, and she's having a zombie baby.
Oh, geez, come on, really?
That it bugged me.
Is that all you got? Is that all you got? Jesus.
What?
What?
Hell no. I don't know. I just that wasn't my favorite. All right, I just saw for my homework assignment. I just saw Let Me In. Just saw last year's when I saw Let the Right One In, and fantastic Swedish Norwegian film. Somebody had recommended it to me, and wow, it was stark and just a totally different, a nice, refreshing love story about vampire kind of thing.
I have not seen those, so.
Oh, yeah, you got to check them out. It's, even in Fangoria, it's been noted as one of the best, one of their top movies.
Yeah.
And definitely one of a top vampire movie. The remake, everybody was a little bit I would say the horror community was a little leery of this because they Americans remade it, and we watched it, and I have to give I like it. I would watch it again a couple times. The behind the scenes on that one again were great. The effects, I'm still a big effects buff.
And, well, yeah,
you know, like I get like the movie more if I can read into the how they did some of the stuff. The story was the same. You still felt.
Yeah. Well, the same. See, there's still a few. Like I said, there's a couple other movies that I'm like that I was not a big fan of. I mean, I'm a huge John Carpenter fan.
Yeah.
You know, I was not a fan of the remake of The Fog. I thought the original was great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Adrian Barbeau and Tom Atkins and all of that. You know, the scores in the movie. You know, it was just all of it. And then the remake was to me. And then the other one was Prom Night. You know, it was nothing like the other one.
Yeah, So you didn't like those at all?
No.
Yeah, I agree, actually, on both counts. So, yeah. here's one you got to know. You didn't like The Wolfman. I actually liked The Wolfman.
I'll give you that one.
I liked The Wolfman. I didn't like Benicio del Toro.
No.
I'm not a huge fan of him in general, and I thought it was really weird.
They could have found somebody better.
Totally.
Yeah.
But they kind of stuck with the story for the most part,
for the most part,
you know, the father and all that kind of dramatic stuff. But effects are great. I love the transformation scenes and the fact that they use an actual suit.
Yeah.
And CG for some of the effects. That was very cool. And, you know, lots of blood.
And the CG thing with, there's another movie, and I was talking to somebody about this the other day too, was, you know, in the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right.
You know, in the original, you know, he actually came through the wall. They actually had that, the nylon wall where he came through.
Right.
And they couldn't even do that on this one. They actually, it was CGI'd in.
And you can totally tell.
It was so total. Yeah, it was horrible. And it's like, come on, people.
Well, I think a lot of producers and hopefully a lot of directors are getting back into trying to do as much
original stuff as possible.
Yeah. Hands-on. Have you seen Slither?
Yes.
Slither was one of my favorite movies, and a big Nathan Fillion fan anyway, and they did a vast majority of all the straight-up special effects.
Yep.
Makeup and prosthetics and hours in this big, elaborate Jabba the Hutt costume thing. So that's I respect that, and I'm hoping, because you can still tell. One thing about Let Me In, there was a couple of scenes on there where they used CG for her when she's attacking, and you can really tell it looked kind of like the Will Smith I Am Legend.
Yeah,
you can tell. You know, I didn't like that at all.
No.
It was a remake that I totally didn't like so much. I mean, it's interesting, but I didn't really like it so much because you could really tell they were CG when they elongate the mouth and stuff. That's dumb, but you can totally tell that. My last one, King Kong. You disagreed on this one. I actually am a big King Kong fan, and in general, mainly because I think the first King Kong I saw, of course, was the first one. But when I was a kid, my mom took me to see the one where he jumps across the Twin Towers. But I cried on that for some reason. I was like so sad.
Oh, the monkey died.
And then it stops. Oh, I just wailed in tears. And I did the same thing for this. I'll tell you, I'm a grown man. I'm sitting in the theater watching King Kong. And he slips off. He looks at her. It's so sad. So sad. But I love this movie because the bug scene, all those crazy bugs. Yes, all CGI. I'm sure they couldn't really find that big of bugs. But I really enjoyed it. I thought they really brought out some of that emotion that you didn't get from the first one, I don't think.
Yeah, but my issue with it is, you know, if you drag it out so long, you start to lose the audience. And they drug that thing out. So
they did. I mean, I believe that just the beginning was pretty long in the whole story. The backstory was a little long. Yes, okay, I'll give you that.
Okay.
I still enjoy it, though. I could put that on, you know, on a Saturday and do some vacuuming and watch it. And I liked all the characters in there. And Naomi Watts is just, she's one of my top screen queens. She screamed a lot in that movie, and she's so hot. All right. So those are the ones that I really liked as growing up as a kid and as an adult for remakes. We were talking about some movies that were coming up that are going to be remade. Let's we touched on that earlier in the show, but
we got they are talking about redoing Hellraiser, but Doug Bradley will not be playing Hellraiser Pinhead.
Pinhead, yeah.
What else we got?
And that's they're going to remake The Thing.
The Thing, yes.
So two of them that we were talking about are going to be, and the thing, it's not really remaking. I would say that they're adding to the franchise because the thing is going to happen. Remember when they came to the camp, they found all these, everybody dead.
Yeah.
This is going to be what happened to that original crew. And, you know, I think it's going to be touching on what happened, you know, to the very first crew that found the alien in the beginning anyway. And I believe that Hellraiser,
yes,
is going to be more of not retelling Clive Barker's story, but going to be talking about the world of Hellraiser.
Almost like a prequel. And I think a lot of times people mistake prequels as like remakes, and they're not always, it's not always this the case.
You can you can combine the two, as Rob Zombie did. And
well, yeah, but I mean, they also did like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning. You know, and I think some people thought that that was, and that wasn't the case either. A couple other movies they've redone was Last House on the Left, and they just redid, and I have not seen this one, but I have not seen the remake, was I Spit on Your Grave. And I heard it's very, very brutal.
That was in the latest Fangoria, too, and they were kind of comparing the two movies, and I don't think either one, I don't think it got a very good review on that.
No.
I don't think the reviewer liked it very well. Well, one thing I wanted to let everybody know, too, we are now on iTunes. So you can get subscribed to the Necronomicast just by going to our iTunes. You can go to our website, you can go to our show site, and click the little button, and you will get Necronomicast, or the Necronomicast, every time you open up your iTunes, every time we have a new episode coming out. A couple other things that we want to try and promote here, along with we were talking about Contagion and the zombie walk that's going to be happening. Are they going to have information on that?
Yeah, we will have them on the show here within the next couple shows. They will be on here and to discuss all the show stuff that they're going to be doing. So they will be on here to talk about it.
Good, excellent. And if you have any questions for the Contagion guys, you can feel free to email us or post it on our website, and we can ask them and find out any information as far as what the show entails, the zombie walk that's going to be going on, how to sign up for that. Now, also, we've got some prizes from some of our sponsors. So we're going to have some prizes. We want to give them to you as a loyal listener to the Necronomicast. So here's the deal. Find out on our Facebook fan page. Find out the last post that we did, and it's going to talk about remakes. Post your top five remakes. And everybody that posts their top five remakes on our Facebook page will be qualified to enter into a drawing in which we will pick one. We'll tell the person on our next show. We'll announce who has won the prize package from the Necronomicast. So all you have to do to win is post your top five remakes.
And all it is an autographed picture from the Podfather.
Yes, it's just me, my son, with my Mexican
sombrero.
Yes, with my sombrero on. And now everybody is going to be right on there.
Woo-hoo.
But I think that'll do it for this episode of the Necronomicast.
I am Dr. Death.
And I am the Reverend Podfather. And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Necronomicast, a weekly podcast produced by Tim Welch and Wayne Brecky, part of the Free Life Media Network. For show notes and other information, go to necronomicast.libsyn.com.